नमस्ते गिरिराजाय,
नमस्ते गिरिराजाय,
श्री गौरवदाननामिने, अशेषक्लेशनाशाय, परमानन्ददायिने, नमः ॐ विष्णु पदाय, कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नीति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे, गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी, अस्कस्यादे सतारिणे, श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भूनितानन्द, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर, शिवाषदि गौरभक्तवृन्द, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। My dear devotees, I would like to address you a little bit on the subject matter of entering the Govardhan retreat. We are now standing before an entire week of Krishna conscious katha and activities, sadhanas, and so on. It's almost like standing before a mountain range, and we would like to enter this now. This is our first day, and as I think Jagatarini very aptly described, we all come from different worlds, from different activities, different thoughts, different ways of life, different experiences. Some of our hearts are heavy with grief because maybe a dear one died. Others have just ended a very tiresome journey and find themselves here in the valley of Giriraj, still wondering where they landed. In this way, every one of us comes from his world and needs to find the door to the world which will appear day by day a little bit clearer as we enter into the details of the Govardhan retreat. I think the very first point which I really would like you to know is that to come to a place like Giriraj is equivalent to coming to the home, the private rooms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan it is known that anyone who comes from any village in Vrindavan to do his Govardhan Parikrama, has now come into the private rooms of the Lord. They are private because it is here where the most confidential leelas of the Lord take place, like the Rasa Leela or his pastimes with Srimati Radhika and the gopis at their special pastime place, Radha Kund and Syama Kund. It is here in the many caves where the Lord meets his confidential devotees. It is really the private room of the Lord. If you consider an important person, like, let us say, a president of a country, when he has invited you to come to his private rooms, you know from now on your day is, or your life is successful, because just the fact that you are there in his private rooms means he has accepted you in a special way. So anyone who makes it consciously or half consciously or unconsciously to come here is a blessed soul by the mere fact, or the very fact, that he is there. I'm saying purposefully, even if you come unconsciously, if you happen to just come without much deeper thoughts, and your mind may be still full with the world which you wanted to leave, but the very fact that you are here in the private rooms of the Lord means a significant change and also opportunity in your life. A significant change means you are no longer really in a material environment. And a significant opportunity means you have now a chance to make a contact with the Lord who has received you here in his private rooms. A chance which is not to be found at any other place and in any other time. So there is a huge opportunity which is here. The fact that we are here means we have come by some recommendation. Someone has brought us here. Not that we have come, but we have been brought. We have been brought by an exalted soul, Srila Prabhupada, who has come to in our life in some way, and who has installed in us the desire to become Krishna conscious. He has brought us here without his impetus or without his intrusion into our life. We would not be here. This idea of being here not on one's own strengths, but to be here because of recommendation and of merciful arrangement, is explained by Raghunath Das Goswami, who spent the later part of his life here at the site of Giriraj. He was in Shridham Radha Kund, which is one of the eyes of this mystical mountain. And he was thinking, how is it that I could come here? And he was remembering that it was the Lord who personally brought him. I want to read this verse to you, which will make you smile. Nirupatikarunena shishachinandanena tvai kapatishatopi tvatpriyena purvitosmi iti kalomama yogya yogya yatam tam agrinam nija nikatani vasam dehi govadantvam. I was when I was very young and foolish and ignorant. I remember it was the first time I had come to Vrindavan, and my first perception of Vrindavan is the doors don't have proper handles like they are in Germany. They have these funny things which you slide and provide, and there's a lock. I was so external in my consciousness. I remember that this was, and you do not get German bread and butter. This were my, I was very unconsciously in Vrindavan. And I remember I went on a Govardhan Parikrama and stayed in the temple, I made a stop at the temple of Naji at Govindakund. And someone had told me I should chant this prayer to Govardhan. It would be good. And I came to this verse and read the translation. And it really made a difference in my perception of Vrindavan Govardhan. The translation is, the causelessly merciful Sri Satchinandan, who is most dear to you, Giriraj, has offered me to you. Therefore, although I am deceitful and wicked, do not consider my qualification or my lack of qualification. O Govardhan, please give me residence by your side. So here I was, maybe 21 years of age. I was chanting this, and the verse said that I am here because I was brought here by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose name is Sri Satchinandan. And I thought, my name is also like this, but I'm the Das. This verse says, I came here by someone who brought me here, not by my own strength. And I don't know how to express this in proper words. It really made a profound shift in my perception. I went back into my life. I remembered when I was 15 years of age, Srila Prabhupada's devotees appeared in my life and convinced me to chant Hare Krishna. I could escape by some mystery or miracle my predestined material life and became a devotee, a brahmachari student of Srila Prabhupada. And many, many things happened which were not really under my control. I found myself in an arrangement. And this divine arrangement had finally brought me here to Govardhan, where I was chanting these prayers by Raghunath Goswami's very famous prayers, Sri Govardhan Vasa Pratana Dashakam. And I found myself asking for eternal residence in the land of Vrindavan, where the Lord's home is, right by the side of Govardhan. And as I was thinking like this, I was overcome with gratitude, something like chaya bhava, a shadow of a deep devotional feeling began to obsess me. I could understand. I'm not the mover, I'm the moved. And the Lord has moved me here, has brought me here. I think this is an important understanding which all of us in their own ways, I request you to contemplate that you are at the home of God. It's only possible by recommendation and by arrangement. And now it's up to you, to use the opportunity. Now, what precisely is the opportunity which is offered during the Govardhan retreat? We had to ask ourselves this question as teachers. I think the idea to start with the Govardhan retreat came first from Bhujan Prabhu, and I remember he wrote me an email where he said, what we want to do is we want to nourish our devotees during the Govardhan retreat. That was an early email which I still keep, and where he expressed why he is wanting this, to do this. He said, the devotees are doing all kinds of services, and they are preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. It's very important that the devotees are spiritually nourished and they can become strong and enthusiastic. Yes, this was accepted by all the teachers, this idea of nourishing. But how exactly will we nourish the devotees? We have two Govardhan retreats. One is the Holy Name retreat. That is clear. What we do there, we chant a lot, and we give guidelines from our Vaishnava scriptures how to enter the deeper levels of chanting. But what exactly do we do here and want to do here? Please listen very carefully, because it is important that you know where is the emphasis and where is the opportunity for you. Over the years, we found out that what we can offer here is the best thing which can be offered by our tradition, the wealth of our spiritual tradition, that is Krishna Katha, or talking directly about Krishna. As you well know, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam which there, first of all, innumerable verses which glorify Krishna Katha, but I would like to draw your attention to the famous one in the first canto, second chapter, where the mystery of Krishna Katha is described. In Krishna Katha, this verse explains, three personalities are active. One is the speaker, one is the listener, and then there is the third person who appears in the katha, and who is maybe the most important in this katha. It is the Lord himself who becomes active when someone develops the urge to hear his pastimes, and he becomes active in the sense that he will help the devotees to overcome all the obstacles in the heart. The verse is Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Rityantasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Saritsatam. Meaning, someone who has developed the urge to hear about Krishna, the Lord who is residing in the heart will become his well-wishing friend, and he will destroy all this what is abhadrani or inauspicious, what is an obstacle. The main obstacle is explained in the Bhagavatam a little bit later. It is the hridaya grantis. It is a knot in the heart which is very difficult to cut. It is very difficult to solve. It's the knot of the false ego, where the eternal soul becomes bound to the body. And by the way, this knot is so strong that we cannot disentangle it ourselves. Innumerable sadhanas will not be successful in untying the knot in the heart. It's the Lord Himself who will come in the heart by Krishna Katha, who will sever or cut the knot. Not disentangle, but cut. Some of you might know the story of Alexander the Small, who became the emperor of Asia. There was a foretelling that he who would be able to untie the knot of Gordon would become the sovereign, the king or emperor of all of Asia, minor Asia, bigger Asia, and so on. Many had tried to uncover this knot, but it was very difficult. It was made out of leather, which was poured with water. There was water over it, and then the leather first expanded, but then in the hot sun it contracted to a degree that it became unsolvable. The strongest heroes of that time had tried to untie it. So when Alexander the Small came to that knot, he took his sword and with one deft movement cut it open. I want to tell this analogy to make you understand that this knot of false ego, which is tied with our karmas, karmas, karmic activities from many, many lifetimes, is so strong that you may have been a hero and have tried to untie it. It's not possible. Only the Lord can do this. And that Lord does it when he sees someone listening to his pastimes and having an urge. So the three speakers of us who are here at this moment will all talk about Krishna pastimes. I'm still very interested to know what our other speakers, Madhavananda Prabhu and Adi Purusha Prabhu, Madhavananda and Adi Purusha Prabhu sitting there. To soothe your hearts, you have that darshan, Hare Krishna. So they will introduce their subjects this evening when we go down to the pandal and so on. But I can guarantee you it will have something to do with Krishna. So the idea is, as we hear this and as we hear attentively, develop the urge, the Lord in the heart will personally do what we can't do on our own. He will cut that terrible knot of false, of birth and death, really. There are many statements of the power of Krishna Katha, and Bhurijan Prabhu will share some more of these statements with you so that you become convinced how powerful it is, how much deeply rooted it is in our scriptures and in our parampara to hear about Krishna. Now, when you hear about Krishna, my dear devotees, something is bound to happen which will further assist your deliverance from material life. One was the help of the Lord, but another is you will get a higher taste, a taste which is so superior to all the other tastes, that you will no longer become a half, you will no longer be a half-dead devotee. But half-dead devotee means, I mean, that half of you is attached to the dead matter, and the other half is becoming alive in Krishna consciousness. No! By relishing a taste of what is Krishna, and relishing something which is called rasa, a special mellow which captures the soul and invigorates it, you will become driven, and not driven, pulled by the taste to Krishna. I know some of you are older devotees, and I will share something with you from the Priti Sandarbha, Anuchetya 110, which will convince the older among you who are knowing our philosophy a little bit more than the very, very young ones, how important it is to hear Krishna Katha. See, the Lord's associates, those who are directly with Krishna, relish a taste, says Jiva Goswami, of rasa in relationship to the Lord, because they are insiders, they are parikas, they are together with the Krishna, they are overwhelmed by his sweet, the beauty of his form, the indescribable leelas in which they participate, the touch of the Lord, the flute song of the Lord, and by these wonderful devotees who are around the Lord. They are bathing in an ocean of nectar, and they have no attraction to the material world. In fact, we know the friends of Lord Krishna can't sleep in the night because they want to be so much with Krishna that they forget about the time, and they come in the night and knock at Nanda Bhavan, and Yashoda opens, "Are, what are you doing?" And the friends say, "When is Krishna coming?" But Yashoda says, "This isn't the midnight. He needs to sleep. You go to sleep in the morning, he will come." So the friends go back and sleep, but then they wake up with a start. I missed him. I missed Krishna. And then again knock at the gates of Nanda Bhavan, and again Yashoda says, "What are you doing here? Sleep." No, when is Krishna coming? Krishna will come very soon, but sleep. And then finally, when Mother Yashoda lets them in after having sent them back a few times, finally when they let, and they look at Krishna, they are bathed in ecstasy, and how Krishna embraces them, jokes with them, and eats with them. See, they taste a rasa which is beyond, which is billions of times superior than movies from Hollywood or whatever some of us are still attached to, or the material body, or insignificant prestige to be honest by others, and all the things we don't want to speak about in Govardhan. They are overwhelmed with taste. Now, Jiva Goswami makes the point, because they're insiders. Jiva Goswami says, now, by hearing about the Lord's dealings with those parikas, insiders, even outsiders taste something of the sweetness of Krishna's dealings, and they think that the feelings, the taste of these associates are also their own feelings. In other words, if you hear about Krishna and you hear at the holy land of Vrindavan, see, there is another one who hears this Nila Gaura, he is and eats a snack. you can see on under the tree, Hare Krishna, I think he has become attentive that we look at him. When you hear like this, you begin to have a taste in Krishna consciousness, which is so wonderful. In other words, you participate in the feelings of the devotees of Krishna. And this happened to me last year. Jagatarini Mataji gave her class on the Yajnapatis, who had been informed that Krishna was nearby, and who were now going with plates of foodstuffs out of the village to meet Krishna. Now, this was unheard of in the village, and they were stopped by their husbands, by the elders of the village, their sons, and so on. And they who said, "Where are you going? You can't see a man in the forest and bring him all this food, which is for our families." Stop, stop, stop. If you go, we will not accept you back. That will be your sure death. But they then Jagatarini began to say how they answered. They had been silent, but now when their relatives tried to catch them and obstruct them from going to Krishna, they answered, "You don't own us. We don't belong to you. We belong to Krishna. We have to go. We must go. We will go." And as she was telling this from Jiva Goswami's Gopal Champu, I felt, wow, this is what I will also do. I will just leave everything behind. I'm not a woman, but I am. I will also leave my. Will just be 64 rounds each day. No problem. Preach. Sleeping is for Maya. I will no longer sleep. Eating is when it comes, it comes. When it doesn't come, it doesn't come. I felt so determined. Something came in my heart, which echoed the sentence of the surrendered devotees who had so much faith in Krishna and so much taste in Krishna, came just by listening and so on. This is what Jiva Goswami says. Should I tell this again? This from Priti Sandhava. Mm-hmm. The Lord's associate relish rasa or taste in relationship to the Lord because they are insiders. Now, by hearing about the Lord's dealings with those insiders, even outsiders taste something of the sweetness of the dealings of Krishna, thinking these feelings to be identical with their own feelings, the feelings of the insiders with the outside. This is what happens. You get a taste, my dear devotee, which empowers you to go all the way in your spiritual life. This is the opportunity which is offered in great quantities in the Govardhan retreat 2016. And I request you, bring somehow your body there, bring your mind there, bring your heart there, and something will come in you, which will come by the power of the Acharya's words, by the power of Giriraj, the blessing of Giriraj, something very precious, so precious that it will accompany you and bring you ultimately back home, back to the Lord. I will explain a little bit about the mechanics behind this, how divine feelings can enter our hearts just by listening to the Lord's dealings with his devotees and the devotees' dealings with the Lord, and how the rasa will come. But this is not for now. I would like to just end Let me just look at the wristwatch without you seeing it. Krishna.
Yes.
Yes? Good.
Just do it.
Good. Good. In the we will be discussing mostly on the basis of the Bhagavatam, because this is our scriptures, our main scriptures. When we do Krishna Katha, we always talk on the basis of the Bhagavatam. So there is one glorification of the Bhagavatam. It's called where the power of hearing to Bhagavata Katha is illustrated. In brief, it's about two brothers. One was bad, the other very good. The bad one was called Dundukari and the good one Gokana. Dundukari was extremely sensual by his nature, and he was very rude, so much so in getting his sense gratification, so much so that his good father became so frustrated that he left his home into the forest to dedicate his life to the worship of Hari. Gokana, the good brother, was not at home. He was always on pilgrimage. Now, when the father left, Dundukari said, "This is my chance." He severely was beating his own mother, forcing her to give whatever little money was in the household to him so that he could spend it on sense gratification. And the mother became so distressed that she finally, after surrendering her gold to Dundukari, just ran outside the house. Her husband was gone, the good son was gone. She went to the well and jumped into the well and drowned herself to death. Dundukari said, "Very good, this old wretch is now away." And invited prostitutes to live with him, and became so sensual that I will not talk about it, because Bhujan Prabhu always reminds me I shouldn't be so graphic in my descriptions. It was really bad and rude and so on. Finally, it was even too much for them what Dundukari did, so that they tied him on a bed and tried to butcher him with knives, but it was not possible. He was very hard inside and outside also. So at the end, they thought this person is too much, so they took burning logs of wood and just stuck them in his screaming mouth. And this is how this sinner died. He died a cruel death and became a ghost. So once Gokana, his good brother, was on his way on pilgrimage. He came to the family house and he slept there, and all of a sudden he saw ghosts and pretas. He saw the one whose name cannot be mentioned. He saw every evil spirit in the world, and it was all Dundukari who changed disguises. But Gokana just remained composed. He was a good, very great devotee. So then, at the end, he revealed himself and said, "Brother, it's me, I'm a ghost. Can you deliver me?" And Gokana said, "I have to really find out what to do for you, because you are really suffering." And he prayed to the sun, Surya, and Surya said, "Only one thing will work. Your brother must hear the Bhagavatam." So then Gokana arranged a Bhagavatam reading where he read, and his brother Dundukari stayed nearby in his airy ghost body. And at the end of the katha, an airplane came. The Vishnu Dudas were there. They touched Dundukari's ghost body, and he became an effulgent spiritual being, and was just alighting the transcendental airplane when all the other listeners who had been there said, wait, what's about us? Shouldn't we also go back home, back to Godhead? We listened also. And then the Vishnu Duta said something very important. They said, you listened and Dundukari listened. Dundukari listened with full attention because he listened as if his life is dependent on hearing the katha. And you listened with less attention. Therefore, Dundukari is entitled to go back home, back to Godhead, and you are not. And off, and then the transcendental airplane took Dundukari back to Godhead. So all the residents who were there decided, let's have another Bhagavad Gita. This time we do it really good. And they all listened the second time to the beautiful pastimes of the Lord. And at the end, they were all taken back home, back to Godhead. I'm saying this with a little thorn on my tongue to incite you a little bit. Please, my dear devotees, take full opportunity. Listen with full attention, rapt attention. Be there on time. Take care that your life is that you are nicely rested and that you are not sleeping during the katas, so you need to rest outside sufficiently. Monitor your life and just flood your heart with the nectar of Krishna katha, and that will certainly bring divine, first of all, it will impress the Lord, who will work in your heart to remove all the obstacles. It will give you further a divine taste, which helps you to not go back to the obstacles, or to go less and less and less back to the obstacles. And finally, by listening, you will be entitled to go back home, back to Godhead. This is what the Govardhan retreat has to offer to all of us, Krishna katha, based on the scriptures and our Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas. And I'm very this will be a yagya now for, I believe, 7 days or 6 days, or make proper use of your time. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.